Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and how grateful I am you chose to be with me on this beautiful September 15th day, 2018. We're going to look at what do I get? Everybody wants to know what they're going to get. I get this. I get this. You get this. I get this question all the time. What is the payoff for all of this stuff that you want us to do? That's what we're going to be talking about today, and hopefully I'll be able to help you. I want to remind you, as you well know, we're in a drive for fundraising to keep our radio, TV, and maybe all of our efforts on Aspire going. It's just very, very important. And our mystery donor is matching donations. That's what we call our year-end donation drive. We really need your support. If you are enjoying our TV programs, radio programs, anything on the website, it is all there because people have made donations. They have made it possible. I can't exist without money. You shouldn't be afraid of that. I'm not looking for a Ferrari here or anything like that. I'm looking for airtime and the ability to serve humankind that like I do at hospice and all that other stuff that you would be surprised that I get the honor of doing. And through all of this, it just costs money. It just does. Money is the means of which we exchange services and efforts and objects that allow me to sustain my work and keep it going. Our mystery donor will match your year-end donation. And if you become a sponsor, he will match that. If you just want to make a donation, he will match that. That would be a lovely thing to do. You can go on the website at aspire.org. You will see a little button there, Why Support Aspire, down at the bottom or in support. Just click on it and make your donation. Or you will just see on the website year-end donations flying by there in a window, and you can just click on that, and it will take you to the place where you can make your donation online safely and securely. So I hope that you will help us. We need your support. I cannot emphasize enough the kindness that is necessary to keep a program of this nature on the air. It just has to happen, and without it, we don't survive. We don't make it. We don't do radio anymore. We don't do TV anymore. I don't know what we would do without your kindness. So please be generous and be kind. Well, while we're on that wonderful subject, I get loads of emails about payoff. Probably more comes in to me about what is the payoff for being generous. And this is really a difficult subject for people to do. It would be nothing for all of you to make a donation to the political party of your choice because you think that those people are going to help you, but they're not. I find the American public extremely stupid. They are always looking for a fight, always looking for a fight. And the fact that the great majority of people would rather give money to a political party than, let's say, just social services and helping people who really need help is just amazing to me. So I get all of these emails about this. I've chosen three of the spikiest, nastiest things I could find, kind of, sort of. And I thought we'd talk about them. First one comes from John. He does not tell me where he lives. He says He says he lives in Texas. Let's just say that. For all you want us to give and all you want us to do, I'm just asking you, Greg, what do I get or we get for our efforts? John. He also goes into a litany of things about what he doesn't understand, and none of them were things I could totally get into here because it'd take too long. Giving is a big deal. You know, What is it to give a gift for all of us who want to, for all of us that you want us to give, what do we get? Giving, just giving is a very difficult deal for most people. Do you know that? I mean, it's very, very difficult. For the simple fact that everybody is thinking, I lose when I give, and then I don't have anything in return for it. It shows a couple of things about human nature. And you have to understand, it's human nature. When Kahlil Gibran says, I give little when I give of my possessions, it's when you and I give of ourselves that we truly give. I disagree with that. I don't think that's true at all. You have to be able to give both. And if you can't give of your heart or from your heart through a possession that you might give, then you have hurt yourself, hurt the other person, and in truth, hurt the world. What we don't appreciate, John, and this is a really big deal, but it can't be taught, it has to be caught. You have to come to some place within your inner being where you realize the power of energy and the focus of energy and what comes from you in that energy, how that energy works. If you do not understand energy work, if you do not understand the ebb and flow of energy work, if you do not understand that as you sow, so shall you reap. With what measure you meet, it shall be measured unto you again. If you do not understand those terms, if you do not have, what I want to use the word, trust or faith in those terms, then your withholding is a problem. And I have seen it affect people at many, many different levels. Sometimes it affects their health. Sometimes it affects their family life. Sometimes it affects people that they love. It affects their life in all sorts of different ways. I have seen it. And if you're not a generous person, unconscionably generous, that means without conscience, without the idea of thinking about, well, if I give this, will I have enough for myself? If I give that, will I have enough for going over here, going over there, having my frivolous little thing? There is a price to pay. Oh, God, here we go, Greg. There is a price to pay for me being a Gregory. There really is. And I have to be willing to pay that price. With all the crap that Gregory's done in his life, with all the craziness, with all of the ugliness that Gregory acted from or did act from consciously or maybe mostly unconsciously, not really consciously, because consciously Gregory wouldn't hurt anyone, but unconsciously, yes, he could do a lot of stupid-ass things. And if you don't realize how that is inside you, if you don't realize the stupidity, the cruelty you have done, John, without knowing it, then what will happen within you is that this mischief, as the Buddha talked about it, will just keep going and going and going and going. It never ends. So the object here is I have, and this is, I'm being dead serious with you, I have penance to pay for the person I've been, for the lack of my unconscious motives or my unconscious beliefs or my unconscious attitudes or my unconscious acts of cruelty and disregard for other people. Whether it be in this life or lives I've lived before, all of this has to be dealt with one way or another. So when I'm asked to do something, let's say to go to hospice or to do something kind or unconscionably generous, I do it because I know in my life how I have blown it, unconsciously blown it. how I have missed the mark unconsciously. And so it is my honor, my pleasure, my duty, John, to give a gift or to do whatever I'm going to do, whether it be work with someone who has no money, go to hospice with people who are very sick, who obviously have no money, or if they do, you know, I don't get paid for that. It's just something I do because that's what I need to do. No matter what, I have to face what I've done. And I may not always understand everything I've done, but I need to send that energy out in a most loving and vivacious way, most beautiful way I can. So the way I do that is through living unconscionably. I don't think about strategic ways in which I can make money or strategic ways that I can make something happen that I think is important for me. To do something that will get me what I want, something like that. I don't do that. I simply do everything I can to make love possible within me. And if that involves giving to you or helping you, which I am right now. Right now, I am giving to you this discourse. I'm giving to you this part of my program. You're not going to give me money for this. No way. You know it. I know it. You even said in your email, you don't give and you don't want to give. So I understand that. So I am not giving you this discourse to get you to give. I'm not doing this for other people to get them to give. I am simply stating a fact. I am giving you an answer to something you need to have an answer to. That's it. You asked, I give. I do not sit here and worry about how it's going to affect you or if it's going to benefit me. Once you get to that place, John, then you can give freely of everything that you have and do some amazing things in your life that you never thought possible. Amazing things, wonderful things. And you can become that which you could never become before, a huge, loving blessing in somebody else's life. And I like to do it anonymously. I like it when they don't know who did it. That really turns me on inside because I like that whole genre of doing a great deal of good without anyone knowing who did it. And not even me knowing that I did it. Just to give and then to leave. I don't need to get benefit from it. The benefit is in the energetic. It is not in the whole alchemy of other people thinking that I'm doing this because I'm such a wonderful person. That is not it at all. That's why it is important for you to understand that becoming a person of great, what shall we say, generosity. But being that generosity, not having people know who is behind it all, is of a huge, huge proportional blessing. What do you get? You get the meaning of your life. That's what you get. And it's very, very important. I hope that helps you. Please forgive me. Namaste. That was a tough one. It's these intangible things that are the most difficult to explain to people. And I want you to forgive me. And that's why I always ask for forgiveness at the end of everything I do. If I wasn't able to accentuate and help you with what it was that is the question, there are some tangible intangibles that I just find very difficult to explain. But hopefully I was able to get that over. The next one comes from Jesse. We're losing time. I got to move on. What is the point of being kind to the people who are unkind all the time? Jesse. Jesse, your question is magnificent. Have you been unkind? I'll bet you have. I know I have. I have done things unconscionably, things that I didn't know that I was doing. I've been unkind. You've been unkind. So the object of the effort here, as it were, if there were an object, is to realize that to the people who have been unkind, you've been a part of that all of your life. One way or another, you and I have been unkind. We may not know how we've been unkind. We may not realize that. We may rationalize our unkindness by saying, oh, well, he deserved this or she deserved that. No one deserves my wrath. No one. No one deserves vengeance and the pride of being vengeful. No one. So if I'm living in that manner, in that way, if I am the type of person that has this great big chip on my shoulder, and I say to you, well, you better not screw with me. I'll hurt you badly back. This kind of thing, it does not work. Everything, Jesse, comes back to us one way or another. This world is full of people like us who are unaware, and we are unaware. We don't realize the energetics of this planet. We don't recognize our responsibility to the planet. We don't understand or want to understand our responsibility to each other. We just don't want to understand these things. We only want to live for ourselves because we are frightened to death about our own survival. And I can tell you what the source of our fear is. It is our ego. You are not afraid deep inside. But the moment you and I started the process of acquiring and developing an ego, it's like a person who is smoking. They're acquiring and developing an illness that is going to perpetuate in their body sooner or later. Can't get beyond it because the smoking is a very bad thing for the body. Well, resentment and hate is a very bad thing for the heart. And when you don't understand the nature of your heart, then all of a sudden you will go on and you will not understand your soul. You will not have a soul. You will not be able to develop a soul. None of that will be able to happen because you can only develop a soul through the heart. That is the only way it can happen. So once you understand the nature of your heart and you make that the number one thing, the more important effort of your lifetime, then it doesn't matter what people do. It doesn't matter what they think. It doesn't matter how they act towards you. You understand they have an issue, and maybe they have a legitimate issue in their mind with you, who maybe they're unkind to you because you have been difficult. You have been mischievous. You've been unkind. Who knows? But I always treat these people with a sense of gracefulness. And here's how it happens for me. I look at them and I realize I've been in your shoes. I have done the same things you have done. There is no difference. I have been ugly. I have been selfish. I have been prideful. I have been mischievous just like you. At one time or another, I know I have. Maybe not recently, maybe not. You could rationalize and say, well, I never did anything like that in my life, but you did. Because the moment you took offense to anything, it shows how far away from the heart you really are. When I take offense at what another person does to me, I am, so to speak, trying to wipe out in my mind the whole idea that I've ever been offensive. And I have been offensive. Everybody has at one time or another. To live in this manner and to believe that your poop does not stink is something really silly. And you can't really get into that. To get into that and think that that you haven't been a little poop yourself, a little nasty person yourself from time to time, you know, that's just pure delusion and illusion. I have, and I have changed. Oh, have I changed over the years, over all of that stuff, because you begin to realize that the only person you're really hurting is yourself. And the most important thing in this life is to come to the place where you have a heart and you have a soul. And those are the only two things that you can really take with you through death. And if you don't see it that way, you have a long, 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 arduous road ahead of you for many lifetimes. And that's all I can say. I wish you well, Jesse. I hope you understand. Love your neighbor as yourself, because eventually the hand that you love them from will be the hand that you will receive from. And one day there will be things you will want to have in your life that you cannot afford, if you know what I mean. Please forgive me. Namaste. And the last question. This comes from Harold. He lives in San Diego. He just says, Greg, explain this to me. Want is want. When a person wants, and that's all they live for, when a person wants what they want, they lose their life. People lose their lives not because of illness and all of that, violence. We lose our life because we're poor. We're very, very poor people. Our poverty goes very deep inside of us. The poverty that afflicts us is our spiritual indifference and our spiritual ignorance. This cannot be cured by religion or philosophy or even psychology. You have to come to some point inside of your life where you understand the nature of your living. You understand what you're here for, that you're even remotely interested in what it is that is important in this lifetime. And few of us ever think of those things in the course of our lifetime. We just don't think of them. So it is very important for you and for me to understand why we are here. You are here to understand the nature of your heart, to transform your life into the heart, to become the heart and then the soul that creates great love in this world. Great diligence. It is beyond pride and vanity, which is what everybody is seeking. Pride and vanity, pride and vanity. I want to be proud. I want to feel proud about myself. All of this just culminates in stupidity. We become extremely ugly. And then you spend the rest of your life rationalizing your own evil. You can't understand the depths and the causations of all of this just by listening to me here on the radio. You have to really see it for yourself on your own. The wants that you want are the things that you believe will compensate for the life you've lived. For the person who has lived well, they have no want. The person who has lived well can only give and forgive. And that's the only thing that is important to them, giving and forgiving. Are you that type of person? I hope so. I really do. Because in this world where we have such trouble and tribulation, we need people like that to bring about kindness, forgiveness, compassion. We need that kind of person to bring about the love that truly lives within us. It's all about love. I hope that helps you. I really do, Harold. Thank you for your beautiful question and your kind comments about Aspire. I appreciate it. Have a beautiful day. Hope this helped. Be back on the air tomorrow. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.